This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Companies and businesses tinker with their core brand identities at their peril. Chief among those core attributes, of course, the name of the enterprise in question, be it corporate conglomerates or nonprofit alike. But sometimes, business being business, you got to do what you got to do, which is why some institutions of higher education are changing their names. You've got colleges becoming universities, other schools dropping or adding place names, all in the service of attracting more students and more donors. But it is a complex and often expensive process, as Bradley George reports from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Want to know how difficult it can be to change the name of a college? Talk to Brooks Keel.
You think changing a name is simple? It's not simple at all.
He's the president of what is now Augusta University in Augusta, Georgia. But 3 years ago, it became Georgia Regents University when two state colleges merged. Students, alumni, and local residents hated that name.
A large crowd displayed and voiced their displeasure with the new name, Georgia Regents University, at a protest on Augusta State's campus Monday.
There were protests, and a college in Virginia with a similar name sued. State officials changed course, and last month rechristened Georgia Regents Augusta University. All of that sounds familiar to Tom Hayes. He teaches marketing at Xavier University in Cincinnati and co-founded a higher ed marketing firm.
We worked with a college that was switched the name just from a college to a university, which, you know, at the time, every piece of research said this is a great idea. And we got phone calls at our homes from people basically saying, you'll never work in this town again. You know, they were so upset about it.
In a YouTube Q&A, Augusta University President Keel says there's no timetable yet for rolling out everything from a new logo to updated web domains and athletic jerseys. But last time around, it cost nearly $4 million just to replace signs on campus. Keel says it will be worth the expense again. He's expecting disgruntled alumni and other stakeholders to come back into the fold with open wallets, because having Augusta in the name will make them feel more at home.
Because people feel more connected with their university. I think we're going to see a large uptick in fundraising across the board. We need to take advantage of the opportunities that this presents to us, and I think you're going to see a huge support from the community from that perspective.
Tom Hayes, the higher ed marketing expert, agrees. And he says the Augusta experience will be a cautionary tale for others, as the school will have to live with the aftermath of its earlier multi-million-dollar mistake.
You can imagine transcripts, you know, someone, you know, that is looking for a job or, you know, as they move along in life and they're looking at the name of your university and that university name doesn't exist anymore.
The University of Missouri Rolla doesn't exist anymore. 8 years ago, it became the Missouri University of Science and Technology, or S&T for short. Andrew Carriega oversees marketing there. He admits the new name is a mouthful, but helps tell a story.
Well, a lot of the storytelling also depends on the audience, right?
Carriega says the school tested several different names, but the one that explained the school's focus was the most attractive to students.
So that kind of sealed the deal for us when we found out that that was a name that appealed to the prospective students that we were interviewing and talking to. We decided to move with Missouri S&T.
He says enrollment is up, there are more out-of-state applicants, and more job recruiters are coming to campus. That's all since the change. Soon it will be Augusta University's turn to see if a new name tells the best story. In Atlanta, I'm Bradley George for Marketplace.